Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam Hose. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great, and I mean great, podcast for you guys this week. Man, I'm talking. Me and Tasha hit up the Michigan Comic Book Expo, and we got a great story to tell, great live coverage, great people we talked to. A lot of it is coming in this podcast, and we're going to do that for you today. Man, we got special guests on this podcast, a lot of people, a lot of the exhibitors, kind of people you kind of know, and quite honestly, I turned into a 12-year-old boy at this thing again. It's not exactly Comic-Con, but this is one of these things where my wife looked at me like, oh my god, you are a child. And I gotta be honest, I was, and it was such a fun time. So we're gonna jump into that. But first, hey, I got the adult me, you gotta pay some bills. First thing I wanna say, I wanna thank the good folks, all of you guys who went to samshownation.com. Hit that donate button and gave to the podcast. Dude, this podcast has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And whatever you put into this podcast, we give right back. Hey, whatever you give, whatever makes you feel like a good person, please hit that donate button. Do it that way. But by going to samshownation.com, we are able to present and make some pretty cool stuff happen. Speaking of the podcast, if you want a little bang for your buck and you want to show your love to the podcast, you can always go to samshownation.com and you hit that store link. By hitting that store link, you can get a lot of the swag that we have here. Whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers. You guys love the stickers. You can get them right there at samshownation.com. Right there, the stickers, the hats, the whatever you want to show your love to Just Talk with Sam podcast in your daily life, you could do it that way. By doing it that way, you know, you can give a little bit to the podcast and you can show the world that, hey, I'm down with this podcast because I got merch from it and I want you to listen to this podcast. That is the second best way to help out this podcast. Oh, excuse me, third best way to help out this podcast. Speaking of the podcast itself, you can always go to samshownation.com. You hit that podcast link. And by hitting the podcast link, you can listen to all the latest podcasts right there at samshownation.com. Or maybe you listen to your podcast a different way. We're currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, good old iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever they want to be called this week. Good old RSS, we're good. If it connects to the internet and has sound to it, you can pretty much hear our voice on the internet. Just search Just Talk with Sam podcast or samshownation.com. We're there. We got a few sponsors this week because we got a monster show. And me and Tasha, I see Tasha right now. She's getting her headset ready. And we're going to talk about what we experienced at the Michigan Comic Book Expo. And we're going to get into that. But first sponsor is the good folks at MLBShop.com. Yes, you can go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link. It says MLBShop.com. It has jerseys. That right there is everything related to the Major League Baseball Shop.com experience. You just go through it by SamShowNation.com. And if you go there, there's free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50. If you just put in the code, go to samshownation.com, you click that link, and you put in this code FS50, some exclusions may apply, but every U.S. order over $50, free shipping. They have everything you need related to the Major League Baseball, whether that be shirts, hats, jerseys, memorabilia, they got them all right there. The boys of summer are doing their thing. They even got custom jerseys. Hey, maybe you want your name on a jersey and a team you represent. I'm a proud Detroit Tigers fan. Or, you know, you can get your custom name on a jersey. Maybe you're a Mets fan. Maybe you're an Orioles fan. Maybe you're a Yankees fan. Maybe you are a Dodgers fan. I mean, they got them all for you right there. Whatever you get, whether that be caps, jerseys in men, women sizes, kids, big and tall, collectibles, memorabilia. Maybe you want that just hanging around your house. They got you covered at MLBShop.com. Anchor.com. The only thing we ask you to do, hey, back to school's around the corner, and they got the dorm room essentials. Maybe you want to show your roommate, hey, I really rock with the Yankees. I really rock with the Tigers. I really rock with the Dodgers. Whoever your team is, the Cubs, I'm not leaving them out. You can shop by team, whether that be in the AL or NL. They got you covered with your featured collections and favorite teams. So all you got to do, go to SamShowNation.com, click the link on the current promotions page, click MLBShop.com, and get everything related to the Major League Baseball experience. Show the world, show the teams that you represent. Like I said, go to SamShowNation.com. Free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50. Use the code FS50 at checkout for free shipping. Hurry up because it's a limited time only. Next sponsor, rightly so, is the good folks at Booking.com. Booking.com? Booking.yeah. Look, it's not a lot of summer left. We're getting into that August month. I kind of sort of mentioned back to school. Maybe you want one more adventure before you got to get back to the grind that is life. Summer vacation is over. And I suggest that you go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Booking.com. Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Booking.com link. Because Booking.com guarantees the best prices for any type of property. Hey, whether that be apartments, boats, castles, tree houses, villas, yurts, any type of accommodation that you need on your vacation, they're listed on Booking.com. Booking.com is available in more than 42 languages and offers over a million. And I'm not saying this to be facetious, but a million properties in over 200 countries. Booking.com has never had booking fees and offers free cancellations on most rooms. Booking.com operates on its own in-house customer service team, which is available 24/7, 365 to assist their guests in different languages. Over 42 languages. I just said that because it's 42 countries. Over 42 of their native languages to ensure accessible customer service. Yes, the reason you need to add Booking.com is because they got a great team. They have a great relationship with more than a million accommodations worldwide. Best rate guarantee, multi-room selection, multi-languages. Remember I talked about those 42 languages from the 42 countries? They got you covered, and currency conversion is included. Now that I didn't know. So if wherever you are from the world, they can, you know, figure out what you need to pay at Booking.com. They're the number one travel site in the world, according to JD Power and Associates. So I'm not arguing with them. They're available all the time. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Booking.com link and you book that last excursion before you get into being a grown-up. Summer is only around for a few more weeks. And the good folks at Booking.com want you to have a great adventure. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Booking.com link. Have one more adventure before you wrap it up for the fall and winter seasons. Come on. They know you're going to do it. It's Booking.com, y'all. Booking.com. Find a great city for you to have a fantastic holiday. Go to SamShowNation.com and find more details and find, more importantly, find the deals at Booking.com. Last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all is Amazon.com. Who are we kidding? Amazon is around. They got everything from A to Z. It is the internet. You were going to Amazon anyway. The only thing they ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that banner on the homepage and current promotions page. You can have a lot of cool stuff headed your way. Whatever your shopping trends are. Hey, maybe you're getting ready for that vacation I just talked about. Maybe you're staying at home type. Maybe you want a couple of war games. Hey, maybe you, you know, want to see what they got for $10 and under with the free shipping if you got Amazon Prime. Maybe if you're checking out the new stuff, the new music via your Alexa or whatever they got. Hey, Arcade Fire just came out with another one. You want to know what that is? You're going to Amazon.com. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that current promotions page at the home page and current promotions page, and you click that banner, and you can get all of that stuff. Amazon got it from A to Z, and they got you covered. Maybe you want to get one more book in for that last summer reading. They got you covered. So please, click the link at Amazon.com right there on the home page and current promotions page. And you can do that right there at SamShowNation.com. All right, y'all. Here's what we're about to do. We're about to sit down. Me, I'm giving a high sign by Tasha. She's ready to talk. We're going to talk about the Michigan Comic Book Expo and a lot of the cool stuff that happened there. We got some on-site interviews with some of the vendors and some of the surprise guests. And we're going to go from there. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a pause. I'll see you guys in about 90 seconds. Then we're going to get into all things Michigan Comic Book Expo. See you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Back with our coverage of the great Michigan Comic Book Expo and wrestling.
Yep.
Hold on, because how they wrote the sign. It's comic book, Michigan Comic Book and Wrestling Expo. That was done in Wyandotte, Michigan yesterday. Man, it was a great time. We got a chance to talk to a lot of the comic book guys as well as some of our wrestlers.
Yes.
Wrestling friends. I mean, people who follow me on social media have seen that I was very gracious talk, mainly because I had a good time. Speaking of social media, one of the cool things about this expo, Michigan Expo, is a little bit different from Motor City Comic Con, which we covered and stuff like that, because a lot of my Facebook pals and Instagram pals that I've seen were there, which is weird when you see them in real life. And then you start shaking hands with them, like, ah, you're the guy from Instagram that I follow. You're the guy, and pointing to me, you're the guy from Instagram that I follow. What's up, man? Hey, how's it going? And we just start talking and chatting and talking about comics and what projects they're working on. It was weird. It was like a mini summer camp. But this, much like everything else Comic-Con related, you couldn't be bothered.
What do you mean?
Like, you rolled, like, how your eyes rolled, it was just kind of like,
my eyes were not rolling.
Oh,
here's the thing,
God,
Sam.
Here okay. we go again.
I'm going to explain this to the listeners, especially my lady listeners.
Here we go again.
While I enjoy the particular subject matter.
Of?
Of wrestling and some comic books. I like comic books the movies that they produce from the comic books.
You just like movies.
I'm not stop talking. I'm not necessarily a reader of said books, because comic books are not my thing. I rather read straight up books. That's just what I prefer to read. I understand comic books. It's just not my thing. So with that being said, and to coupled with, let's put it like this, I enjoyed myself, but it
hard
was, I had my, I was having a ladies week. And if you ladies know what I'm talking about, you know what your ladies week is.
That's not a fail safe.
I was in a lot of pain yesterday. So I wasn't as active as Sam may have wanted me to be. I think I am more active than a lot of wives would be in said situation.
I'm calling ye old bullshit on that.
You call
that.
Whatever you want.
Because I noticed that...
I even did the courtesy of popping a Motrin.
I don't.
Beforehand. And I popped a Motrin when I got back. And I should have popped one this morning, but... Whatever.
Like I said, ye old bullshit.
It's not.
Because
it's not.
The way I look at it...
Sam, have you ever had a period...
I may be speaking out of pure
ignorance.
Have
you ever had a period?
No.
Is this yes or no?
No.
Have you ever bled out of your dick hole?
No, I have not.
All right. Have you ever had a menstrual cramp?
I have not.
Okay, then. Have you ever had to push stuff up your dick hole to stop you from bleeding? Have you had to line your underwear?
That was one time.
Have you ever had to line your underwear with little baby diapers?
Oh, well, yes. We've all been there.
So you don't bleed all over your clothes?
It wasn't for bleeding. I was at a Tigers game. It was a long story.
Okay.
But my whole point is, I'm noticing the reason I call ye old bullshit.
Why?
Because I'm noticing, and maybe this is my own ignorance. Anytime you don't want to do something, or you get, I take that back. I want to make the caveat real. Anytime you get caught not wanting to do something, well, it's that time of the month.
Excuse me.
Anytime.
This is what happens when you assume that I don't want to do something.
I'm speaking out of ignorance.
You are, because you assume. You're assuming that I did not want to participate. If I did not want to participate, I would not have came.
Ye old bullshit. But here we are. We're going to see that face, I guess. Because if you were having such a good time, tell your face.
Your face. My face win now.
Well,
I was in pain.
Right now.
Sam,
right now is understandable.
Sam, I was in pain. And I am sitting here in pain as we speak. But I am a soldier.
I am
a ride or die type of wife. I'm currently dying because I'm in pain.
So, from here on out, anytime I don't want to do something, I would, but my knee. Oh, Jesus.
You do that anyway.
The pain of my knee. How did you hurt your knee? Let's not get into that.
I don't understand why I have a period. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. It rained earlier today.
He gave Adam the apple, which he ate, and here I am today.
Here we go. But let me tell you about a woman who was having fun at the con. A person who, like I said, Facebook friends, we got a chance to meet in real life. Mm-hmm. She's doing her thing at the con, and this is from Stephanie Maynard.
Okay.
Am I saying it right? Is it Maynard or Menard?
Is it a D at the end?
We both said it.
Is it a D at the end? It's probably Maynard, because Menard will be M-E.
Well, I know. Let's just go to her, because I'm pretty sure she'd know how to say her own name.
All right.
I'm going Menard.
All right.
I think. Or not. I'll just say them both.
Stephanie M.
Whatever. Here's Stephanie.
So I'm here with Stephanie Maynard, rocking the con or expo that does it, one of them.
Right.
Stephanie, please give out all your social media info. Let's talk about you a little bit.
Well, I'm all over the social medias. I have a website, stephaniemaynard.com, and you can find all my stuff there, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, all that fun stuff.
Now, we said this off mic a little bit. We are Facebook friends.
We are Facebook friends.
We know, I know of your your work and what you do. I know about your blog. I know about your writing. I'm looking at some of the great comic books. Please tell us a little bit about your comics.
Well, right now I'm working on a series called Psychopath. The third one, the third and final one, is in production right now and will be out in September. So I've got the first two issues here, and it's just basically about what it takes for a person to break, what it takes to turn somebody into a psychopath.
Oh, easy. I can tell you. Sorry. This is not about me.
You're like, I have a whole list.
Yeah, it's some of the things. Yeah, it's not like I've been thinking about this all day.
Yeah.
Okay. But seriously, go on.
I own Scapegoat Press, which is the publisher for all of the books. I wrote a horror anthology called Secrets Best Kept with my BFF, Jason Shimoleski, who just had his first novel, this one here. Look how big this thing is.
Oh, awesome.
It's heavy like the Bible. You could literally swamp somebody with it. It's called Nothing Sacred, Nothing Harmed. It's the first book of Nod. It's 500 and some pages of awesome, sci-fi. If you like Akira, you're going to love this book.
Sweet.
So that's the best way to put it. I was in a movie that Trico Lutkins did called UFO The Otis Files. So I've got a couple copies of the movie here. It's hilarious. It's a mockumentary. A lot of Casey Pierce is in it. Josh Warner with Source Point. Travis from Source Point. A lot of people from the local area.
Okay. Awesome. And this, I'm glad I finally got a chance to catch up with you, because I miss you at MT3. I miss you. And then it turns out I just shoot a message on Facebook. She was there. But
I was there.
All right. Thank you so much for just giving us a few minutes of your time. Talk about your stuff one more time. Plug the website.
StephanieMenard.com, and I should probably spell it for you. StephanieMenard.com.
And I'll make sure we put it on our Facebook. And, well, technically, you're going to see it, too.
Yes.
And all that other good stuff. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to finally meet you.
I know, finally.
After all this time.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And that was Stephanie Menard. Let's say it right. Yeah, she did. She corrected me because, because I messed up. You see it in print. It's whatever. I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person to do that. But one thing.
You suck as a human?
See, that's that whole thing you did. It's that whole thing. But one cool thing we did get a chance to do while sitting around meeting exhibitors, these guys from Source Point Press, man, they had a bunch of cool stuff. We chopped it up with these guys because not only have we seen them at MC3, much like Stephanie. The deal with Stephanie is I missed her at MC3, but you got to do over today, or yeah, today, yesterday, however you listen to the podcast. I know, but I got a chance to meet up with them, and it was cool. But let's talk about the guys from Source Point Press. Source Point Press is right here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of their stuff right in the great state, and it was pretty cool to see them at the Michigan Comic Book and Wrestling, because how it's written, I know. And Wrestling Expo. And they have just a bunch of products there. Actually, I let them talk about it. Here they go, right here.
What's up? We're covering the Michigan Comic Expo. I am here with
Greg Wright. Hello.
Please plug your stuff, say where they can find you, social media, and all the other good stuff.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Sam. I am with Source Point Press. I wrote Monstrous. It's a series that is a bunch of standalone stories set in Frankenstein's Europe, pitting steam-powered robots versus monsters. So you can buy them and read them in any order. We've got the collected edition here. There's zombies, vampires, and Igor doing tech support on brains and jars. The good guys are not all that good. The bad guys are not all that bad. Everybody's a little bit monstrous.
So I'm a comic book reader. Obviously, I'm here. Obviously.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, some of the stuff I like reading is about not necessarily goody two shoes, not necessarily super bad guys. Somewhere right in the middle. So this would be right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, some are talking about the law enforcement guys. Some are talking about the criminals. It's a lot of fun. It's getting made into a live action studio movie in Hollywood. good. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, okay.
I also wrote Holliston, Friendship is Tragic, which is a graphic novel based on the sitcom by Adam Green, who did the Hatchet movies, the horror movie Frozen, not the Disney movie Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, four friends find a cursed credit card that threatens to destroy them, their friendship, and the town of Holliston itself.
Mm-hmm.
It got written up in Entertainment Weekly. There's giant monsters, killer robots, and kids from Cannibal Fat Camp.
Oh, man.
So it's a lot of fun. It's goofy, riffing on horror, sci-fi, which is mostly what Source Point Press does, is a lot of humor, a lot of sci-fi, a lot of horror, pulp stuff, noir stuff. We've also got Tony Doug right here, who wrote Day 165.
Say hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Want to talk about Day 165?
Absolutely. This is a war story set in the Twilight Zone. So, we have a group of different stories. The main one here takes place during World War II, right after D-Day. It's a group of British paratroopers. One guy in the unit is a big fan of a comic book character called Colonel Joe Monroe, who's like Captain America, Sergeant Rock.
Okay.
His sergeant doesn't really like the fact that this British paratrooper's really kind of got this love for an American comic book. Real soldiers don't read comic books, according to the sergeant. So when they get caught behind enemy lines on Day 165, some pretty strange and unusual things happen to this unit. And then also we've got an 11-page story set during the war in Afghanistan, where an early morning sort of patrol takes a turn for the bizarre for one private by the name of Chris Richland. So we've got 36 pages worth of comics in here, along with some pinups, original artwork from Joe Hammerly, who was the artist for this series, Victor Pazzi, who's an artist in Argentina, and we also have a pinup in here from Eric Roman, who's an artist from Portage, Michigan. So if you're into the Twilight Zone, if you're into Lost, G.I. Joe, old school war comics, you definitely got to read Day 165.
It sounds interesting to me. Where can people hear about it, read about it online, just really kick it out, where they can find all your stuff at?
Just go online for Source Point Press to find our comics. I've got a webcomic site called Champion City Comics. You can preview Day 165 there. You can also see the original webcomic series. So if you read it and you like it, come on out to all the comic cons that we're going to be at here within Michigan and beyond, and grab yourself a copy.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
It's nice meeting you.
That was my guys Greg and Tony from Source Point Press. You can check them out. Various social media. They got a lot of pretty cool stuff. One thing I do like about indie comics, man, like, a lot of the storylines are not in a way, and this is not a diss to Marvel or DC, but with Marvel and DC, they kind of got to loop around and on some, well, most projects be like family friendly. With the indie guys, they can go as dark as they want, because some of the stuff that they had was like, word? Alright. Or they can go to darker areas, like we talked about when he just talked about 152. I got a chance to read that a little bit, and that was, it was pretty edgy. I mean, especially during that time, like, World War II was not what, it wasn't just Hitler, okay? It was like the worst of men. It was like the worst, like, World War II, those were like the times where there was no like Geneva Conventions or not rules of war, war crimes wasn't around then. Like, it was just like, by any means necessary, if we gotta get you, we gotta get you. So anyway, shout out to the guys at Source Point Press, because they put out a decent, great book, great products.
I thumbed through it a little bit yesterday.
Huh?
I thumbed through the book yesterday.
Any thoughts?
No, I just thumbed through. I'm not a comic book person.
We've well established.
I tried. I think I need somebody to teach me, like, how do I, like, make the sound effects in my head? Zoom, zap, zing. Do I do that in my head?
All right, first of all, not only have I tried that, they are not sound effects. They're just to deal with comics.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what part to read. Zoom, zap, zip.
You read a, you read like you read a book. You read from left to right. The panels are from left to right. You read from, I mean, reading from left to right is like any other book. The problem is the sound effect. There are no sound effects.
Okay.
It's just, look, your soft Batman 66.
I opened another comic book yesterday, and up here is like another, it's a one story up here, then it's the man's thoughts in this box, then it's the sound effects in this box. I'm confused.
Like any other book, you read from left to right. You read the panels from left to right as they go. And then, when you're done with that page, you look down.
The reading left to right didn't make no sense because of how the stuff was situated.
The hell book you read?
It was some book yesterday on the table. It just, when I read it left to right, I'm like, but it's story down here to go with this story, so what? I don't understand.
Speaking of not understanding, I'm just going to change this whole conversation.
What you gotta do.
A good book I read yesterday was Motor City Mo by the Three Wise Men. They were there, and we got a chance to talk with them because I dig it. I mean, like, I dig the book. I got a chance to chop it up, and quite honestly, they're a couple of podcasters themselves, baby. But let me stop talking and let them do some talking. Here's our interaction with the Three Wise Men. We're here at the Michigan Comics Expo talking to the Wise Men. Like, why, as in not wise. All right.
Well, we are very wise.
Okay. Well, what's the haps, guys?
Hey, not much, nothing. We are the Three Wise Men. We are pushing our book, Motor City Mo. If you can picture like a Wolverine or a Deadpool, Mo has that same sort of healing ability, but he's down on his luck. He's an alcoholic. He's been through some tough times. He's made some bad choices in his life.
Oh, well, who hasn't? I mean.
Exactly, right. And he's been mixed up with the mob currently, and he's trying to get out of that life. And we follow Mo as he tries to get out of a bad situation.
Okay. You keep saying the words we. What's your name?
I'm Kyle.
I'm Tyler. Dylan.
Okay. And while working on... And you guys are the wise men.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Matt, it looks great. The little bit I have seen here, the display, and you guys did a great job of selling it for people. I mean, you got to think this is an audio podcast. Where can they find out more about Motor City Mo?
You can check out our website, www.thethreewisemen.com. That's THETHREEYSMEN. I had to spell it because it's a terrible URL.
Domain.
We couldn't get the right domain name.
Hey, I've been there. You know, right. It's Sam Show Nation because Just Talking with Sam, believe it or not, was taken.
Right.
So it happens to the best of us. Hey, guys, thanks so much for just giving us a little bit, and have a happy con.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, man.
To talk to you. Great meeting you.
And that was Three Wise Men, man. Check them out. Check out their podcast. Check out their comics. All of the information they just gave. It was pretty cool chopping it up with those guys. And I know we have been comic heavy at the Michigan Comic Book and Wrestling Expo.
Yeah, he's throwing it in there.
Let's talk about the wrestling side of it. I mean, I personally watch these guys, and they helped me out as I like indie wrestling. Don't get me wrong, I like the big boys, like your ROH, TNA, or GW?
IP?
No. It's GFW. That's now the new TNA. Global Force Wrestling, WWE, I'm glad you brought it up, IGWA, Triple A Wrestling, all of those guys. But it all starts right here, indie wrestling. Right here at home. And these guys are Hill Fan News. They chart off all the Michigan indie scene. And like a homing beacon, I was drawn to these guys. And we got a chance to sit down.
You had listened to them before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before. Almost weekly. Or I don't want to say weekly.
You're in the
they
know
have a YouTube
what they
channel.
Do.
Yeah, I am very knowledgeable of these guys. Dean Harper, well, I've been talking a lot about them. Let's talk for themselves and then see our interaction with Hill Fan News. Dean Harper, here they go. Okay, my personal favorite. I'm here with Dean Harper of Hill Fan News. All right, look, we're doing the Michigan Comic Expo, but who are we kidding? We're here for the wrestling, right? We're here for the
always.
Wrestling. All right, now, please, I'm a fan of Hill Fan News, but if you don't mind, tell the people, my listeners, a little bit about your show. Who want to go first? Okay.
Well, we're an independent Michigan-only wrestling show. We only cover certain Michigan promotions, and we try to only cover the independent. independent scene only.
Okay.
We don't do nothing with WWE, TNA, Impact, whatever they're called. So we work with XICW, International Big Time Wrestling, Clash Pro Wrestling, Metro Pro Wrestling of Michigan, and Takedown Wrestling Alliance, and XICW, which is Extreme Intense Championship Wrestling, who's wrestling here tonight.
That's correct.
So that's everybody. I'm pretty sure that's everybody.
Okay. Now, fans of the indie scene, we understand the big guys, WWE, TNA, right. GFW, whatever they want to be called tomorrow. Now, a lot of times, these are where the younger guys get started, or sometimes the younger, older guys come back to teach the younger guys a big circle. Now, we've been in here, we've seen that. I guess the question I'm trying to ask, especially tonight, who is a person that you are going to see thoroughly graduate from here and become the next big thing?
There's a few guys.
Good question. There's no wrong answers.
We got Chris Moore.
Who is currently our Downriver champion.
Yeah, he is our champion at this moment.
And he's going to be defending that against none other than Dre Jacobs.
Tonight. Right here.
In that very room.
In the wonderful city of Wyandotte.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have seen this person. I want to talk about my man, Mark. He's a hell of a manager. Now, if you've been following, you know, XCIW, well, he jumps around sometimes.
Mark Joker.
The greatest manager I've ever seen. Look.
If you've watched Heel Fan News, you know we consider him one of the best, if not the best.
Why do you think I brought it up?
But, you know, he's the only guy you know that went from being one of the best wrestlers to being one of the best managers.
Well, I mean, like, his wrestling, it feels weird talking about him, and he's not here to defend himself, but, like, you know, injuries are something else, and he just, sometimes when you see that transition, it don't go well.
Well, let's look at, what's his name, Raven.
Yep.
He tried to do the Johnny Polo thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good. Managing as Johnny Polo was not a good thing.
Yeah, but you also got guys legendary like Bobby Heenan, who started in a ring that became a manager.
But he sucked at wrestling. He's a good manager, but sucked at wrestling.
Okay, but think of a guy, Michigan Moore, since we're talking about Michigan.
Okay.
You got to bring up the House of Truth.
Yeah,
definitely.
You got to.
Martini.
Truth Martini.
Shout out to Truth Martini.
I mean, speedy recovery. I think he's good now. Is he good now?
Well, as far as I know, he's staying at the school right now, working with his students. You know, they're doing a bunch of new guys are pumping him out, man. Matter of fact, one of their graduates, the Totally Radicals, which is Zach Main and Alex Beardsley, they usually wrestle around here a lot, mainly for Metro Pro Wrestling. You can see him at Pro Wrestling All-Stars, which was the other company I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Who's in Melvindale. And those guys, those are a good tag team. And those guys can make a good run to the big boys. As far as wrestlers becoming managers, like I said, you know, Joker's one of the best. Truth Martini, another one. Mm-hmm. But Truth Martini also went further, and he starts training people.
But that's the thing. I mean, like, if you're going to do it, all right, this is my opinion, but I'm saying, like, brand recognition, why not? All of your promos is pretty much pushing the wrestling school. We've seen it with the big boys with the Hart Foundation. We've seen it, Lance Storm. If you want to talk about it, you can talk about Dan the Beast Savera in Coldwater, Michigan.
He just opened up the sports complex back up.
So. Yes, sir. Yep. All right. First of all, I see we could do this all night.
Oh, definitely.
I see that. Yeah. But before we jump into a whole podcast, I just wanted to give you guys a quick shout out because I'm walking past you. Right. I'm fans of your work.
Appreciate you. All the support.
Matt, where can my listeners find you guys?
You can follow us at www.youtube.com/heelfannews.com. You can follow us on...
I'm going to have to cut you off, D. You always mess up when you're giving our answers. It's, first of all, Facebook. Facebook.com/heelfannews. Mm-hmm. Then YouTube.com/heelfannews. And then on Instagram, you can follow us as heel_fan_news78.
You got it, man. Thank you.
If you want to hit me up personally, hit me up on my Instagram /DAnthonyCarroll. And that's D apostrophe Anthony, not D-E. Or you can hit me up on my Snapchat at Snapchat/TheAnthonyCarroll.
Look at him going for work no myself. He's going to business for himself immediately.
No matter how much you try, you're not going to get over.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it. All right.
So there you have it. Please check out the guys at Heel Fan News. And since we're on the subject of kind of indie wrestling, we talked about when my interaction with Mark Jojic. Granted, I didn't get a chance to speak with him on mic. I talked to him face to face. Mark Jojic was there, and that guy, we talked about him in conversation, but I ended up talking to the man himself. Mm-hmm. And Mark Jojic, first of all, Mark Jojic has an open policy to come on this podcast, and met, if you want to do it in character, out of character, however you want to do it, he is one of the best heel managers possible right now in the, I don't want to relegate him to the indie scene, but that's just where
that's where he is.
I'm pretty sure he could go toe to toe with some of the bigger guys any day of the week. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a quick shout out to my man Mark Joke, and one of the guys that we talked to who was making his way through the indie scene, mm-hmm, Mr. GQ himself, Gavin Quinn. Like, he is the former XICW light heavyweight champion as of this recording. Mm-hmm. So you know, things could have changed because
he lost his belt, basically.
As of this recording,
he lost his belt.
No, we're recording this. Remember, they had the match today and tomorrow. So by the time, shit, it's weird with time and podcasts, because by the time you listen to this, he could be the current champion.
I got you. So we
talked to him when he didn't have the belt.
You. Okay, that's my question.
But as of the recording of this, he does not have the belt.
Okay.
Now, when you hear it,
things may be different.
Hit him, wink, wink. But my man GQ, this cat is blazing his way through the scene. He's been not only just in Michigan, he's originally from Atlanta. He goes Michigan. He's been in Toledo. He did the thing in Canada. My man is a road horse. He travels. Well, if there's a belt up, if there's some indie wrestling, mm-hmm, and you putting up some titles, he's going to be there, man. So we get a chance to chat it up. He's a young gunner coming up. Me and him, we don't stop talking. Here's my man, Gavin Quinn.
I'm going to hit this report button. And hey, thank you so much, Gavin Quinn, for just giving us a quick minute just to talk with you. I know you got to prepare later on tonight. You're wrestling. And I said this to you off mic. Last time I saw you, you were at the Ritz. And we were talking with some of the guys about the local scene and some of the local, federations and promotions. And how are you enjoying your time so far?
In the local promotions, how am I enjoying my time?
I mean, just here in Michigan. Man, we're making sure they're treating you right, that's all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been working in Michigan for like 9 years now, so I'm pretty well-known, well-traveled. Had a lot of success, continue to have a lot of success, and I want to continue that forward.
I mean, you're a guy who we talk about on the indie scene, the local scene, and you're putting in your time, you're putting in your dues. One thing, we got a chance to talk to Johnny Devine, and he talks about the learning tree. Now, at your time, you've been with some of the bigger names and bigger venues or federation, like your ROH, TNA, WWE, and stuff like that. What have you learned just by performing with those guys?
I mean, you learn something from every match, you know, whether it be like what you want to do, what you don't want to do, what you'd like to do, what you should do at certain times. But you're always learning. It's never like you stop learning, you know, because wrestling's always evolving. So I've learned a little bit of something even from the younger guys that I've wrestled, because like they have to listen to me throughout. So You know what I mean? I learned something from leading them through a match as opposed to, you know, some of the guys that have been around, you know, even more well-traveled than me will kind of have more of their say. But the younger guys really really listen to you, and they should, because that's in their best interest, and that's when you're going to have the best match. And so I've learned to do that, I think, pretty well. So we're continuing that.
Okay. And lastly, like I said, I don't want to eat up too much of your time. Just wanted to ask a few questions and, you know, get out of your hair.
I don't have much hair, bro.
You know what I mean. But I guess, what do you look forward to in the future? I mean, because you're a hell of an in-ring performer. I personally have liked your stuff and seen you personally. But you personally, what are some of your personal goals that you strive for?
Anything and everything, man. Anything to get me more exposure, to get new eyes on me. I'm traveling every weekend. I'm gone every single weekend, you know, owning my craft, and I've been doing so for a while. So I just want new eyes. I want to see new places. I want to travel overseas. I want to go to Japan. I want to go to England. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go everywhere. So that's, hopefully that's on the slate for later this year. And then who knows where I'll go from there.
Hey, we wish you much success along your travels, man. And talk about immediate success tonight, man. Wish you nothing but the best. And keep doing your thing, man. Thanks,
bro.
And you're a shining example of what we mean, where great guys coming from that indie scene, you just give them that time, that opportunity, and they won't disappoint.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Gavin.
Okay. That was Gavin Quinn.
Cool dude.
Pretty cool.
See, I'm not as familiar with the indie wrestling scene, especially locally here, so it's like learning something new for me.
Speaking of learning, let's talk about the next guy we talked with. TNA, X Division Champion, Paparazzi Productions. I don't know if you remember that far. And as of the recording of this, the current XICW light heavyweight champion. Get it? You know, all right. As of this recording, my man, Johnny Devine. Now, I have been rocking with Johnny Devine since Team Canada, since TNA, and from there, just kind of worked my way and just watched him.
Gotcha.
And he was at this show, and we got a chance to kind of speak with him. This guy is, well, here it is. Here's my conversation with the great Johnny Devine.
Johnny, thank you so much for giving us a minute of your time. Former X Division champion, the best, greatest export from Team Canada, Johnny Devine.
Agreed. Thank you. You're welcome.
Man, I have been following your career, like most people, since TNA, and then worked backwards and going on the indie scene and seeing a lot of things that you have done. I mean, out of all of your career and some of the things, I guess, what do you feel the most proud about?
Well,
that's such a big question.
Yeah, there's a lot to ask in there. I'm not a big belt guy. I never was like, I'm going to be world champion, because, hey, I'm realistic. I'm 5'9". I got, you know, the vanilla look to me, right? Chris Jericho did it first every time.
Okay.
So, you know, being a realist, I always set my expectations high, but achievably high. So, you know, being able to perform on in a WWE ring on SmackDown was one thing. Being to sign a contract was another thing. Traveling was another thing. You know, I checked off all these things. The number one thing I'm most proud of on my list, there's a title from Stampede Wrestling, which is where I got my start in Calgary, Alberta, called the Commonwealth Mid-Heavyweight title. I held that strap for all of a day before they stripped me of it and put it up for a tournament. So I never actually lost it, so I'm technically still Commonwealth Mid-Heavyweight Champion of the
world. For how many years going now?
Since 1998.
Okay.
So just
push it 20 years. Almost 20 years.
That out there, I've been a 20-year British Commonwealth Mid-Heavyweight Champion. Never lost that title, and never will lose that title.
Obviously. Like, just looking at your body of work and your camaraderie and a lot of stuff that you have done, I mean, you've left a great mark on, I mean, like, you brought it up, where you say things like, you don't get in the championships. You get into, I'm talking about ability. You've been a part of some great factions. I gave the shout out to Team Canada earlier. You talked about Stampede Wrestling. A lot of great people come from those places. So you're no slouch in your own right.
Well, I've been lucky to have been paired with guys like Kevin Nash and Raven, the Dudley Boys. I got to be in part of team, be a part of Team 3D. Excuse me, which is a pretty damn big thing. And I got to sit under a lot of really, really great learning trees. Like, the thing about professional wrestling is you can know all the moves, but half of what we learn comes from the veterans teaching, right? Handing down prior knowledge. It's like the only real old school education that's still out there anymore is because there's no true colleges or universities where you can go and learn the actual secrets to wrestling. The only secrets that you get come from the guys who got them from the guys who got them from the guys who invented them, period. And it's word of mouth only, and you can only be, you know, you're only get invited into a very small circle and learn from guys like that if you deserve to be there. It's not knowledge that is common or available to anyone.
And Johnny, this is the last one, because, you've been gracious with your time. We got to work the expo, and we're doing this thing. But you talked about that learning tree, that knowledge tree. What would you want to give to the young guys coming up? I mean, like, in a few hours, we're going to have a bunch of young guys showing their skills here. What type of knowledge would you want to give to those guys?
Well, ultimately, it comes down to invest in yourself. And that means a number of different things. You know, get good gear, look like a professional, get in the gym, that kind of stuff. But the number one most important thing is go to a proper wrestling school and learn from people who have been there and done that. Shecky's Midnight Wrestling down the street because they offer $50 a month classes is not the best place to learn how to wrestle. The best place to learn how to wrestle is usually the most expensive, but it also gives you the best education. And with that education, right, is knowledge, once again, that is not available to Shecky's Midnight Wrestling down the street because they've never been there, they've never been a part of that elite group, and they've never learned from the people that came before them.
Johnny, in this quick little back and forth we just had, I learned a lot. I'm sure that knowledge tree is a little bit over. I got a branch over me or something. Good. But thank you so much for just giving us a piece of your time.
You're welcome, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Okay, that was Johnny Devine, former X Division champion. Mm-hmm. At the time of this recording, current XICW light heavyweight champion. And like I said, beacon of knowledge. You can sit down and talk with him. But don't let that Instagram post or the Facebook post or whatever fool you. There were some things that we did there that we don't exactly have a clearance to release.
Yeah, we can't
yet.
Talk about it.
But
we can talk
about it. You can't play the recording.
We can't play stuff.
All right. And yeah. One of those, some of the people, some of the interactions we met, we actually met with Shane Douglas. Look, who are we kidding? I am the second biggest Shane Douglas fan. Big Mane, you've heard him on this podcast, is the biggest Shane Douglas fan. We got a chance to chop it up with my man Shane Douglas. And Shane is just a great guy, man. I mean, like, we sat down, we chat, and I mean, like, he's very personable. And if you want, in the nicest way possible, he'll talk your ear off about the wrestling business. And he'll
was it a well of knowledge? Is that the right word?
Yeah, that well will never run dry. We sat down and we talked about all my ECW people. If you know wrestling, first of all, I had to ask about.
We had like three separate conferences.
Yeah, we talked about. He loves Joey Styles, much as everyone, but like, talked about Heat Wave. We just talked about ECW as a whole.
Current wrestling.
Current wrestling. What is the honor of being the first ever ECW? Well, was it? He's the last Eastern Championship Wrestling champion, and he's the first ECW Extreme Championship Wrestling champion. Okay, you gotta separate the two because he was. He's the guy who bridged the gap between. Got it. Alright. And.
Well, he never wrestled on the WWE.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did.
He's been everywhere, man. He's been.
Because the last time I seen ECW, him was TNA.
TNA.
Because I have always have that where ECW, WCW, where all that crosses over, I always be like, okay, which guys went where? Did they go everywhere?
Yeah, he's been everywhere.
Okay.
And, like, just sitting out talking with Shane Douglas, one, I can't stress enough how great of a guy he is. And, like, just... I turned 13 again. I turned into a 13-year-old boy because
I was a girl, but
because I'm watching all the stuff. I used to stay up all hours of the night because ECW, you couldn't play that at like at 8. Mm-hmm. That wasn't coming on in prime time. Some of the stuff they were doing, you gotta stay up around 1, 2, sometimes even 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to check out ECW, and it was always on some back channel. Anyone who knows the Detroit metropolitan area, we had like WADL, Channel 38. If you're watching Channel 38, Channel 38 is essentially reruns. That's just a channel for
reruns. After
a
certain
there
time,
are no,
yeah.
No, all day. There
I
are
know,
no.
I'm trying to think, what channel does PBS come through? Because it's not actually PBS anymore.
It's probably is PBS. It's
PBS comes on another station.
Yeah,
it's still the PBS network, but it comes on through another station. At least for DirecTV.
Yeah, it's 56.
So is that WADL?
No, it's not. It's a whole different.
But it's not exactly called PBS.
Yeah, but WADL is 38, and it's just a channel of reruns. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's just like if your show got in a syndication. Great, we're just going to play the shit out of it all day. And that's just what it is. So,
gotcha.
Their quote-unquote new content was ECW. But you have to stay ridiculously late to watch it.
Because it was a period of time I stopped watching wrestling. I'm pretty sure we all had that period.
No.
You didn't have that period where you was like, eh.
No.
I kind of gave up. Because I'm no. Like, anybody that knows me, I'm like a huge Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. And kind of when he left, I kind of stopped watching.
Oh,
then
well.
I started watching
that, okay,
years
that's
later.
You. When he left, I was like, all right, let's go, Triple H. All right, let's go, Rock.
I mean, I'm a Rock fan, too, but I'm, like, a bigger Stone Cold fan.
But during that time, ECW was coming to storm, and Shane Douglas was the main bad guy there, and he didn't give two fucks on screen. And you just watched him, and you just kind of like, Jesus Christ, a man cannot be that evil. And what's interesting, when you meet him in person, he's such a nice guy. So it's like, what the
he
fuck
still
happened?
Had a sternness about
him. He still, it's still in him. I believe it's still in him, but it's just kind
of
like
at the end of the day, like, you know, like, let's say like a biker dad, like he's tough biker all day long, but he's like, he's still a tough biker, but he's got a soft side. Like, yeah.
I didn't see his soft side. I just saw a
I'm
guy saying, not
you know,
tomorrow,
like, when he get home in front of his kids and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of another person we met, this guy may be soft on the inside. My man, the homicidal, genocidal, suicidal, Sabu. If there was anybody who's soft on the inside, literally, it's that man. And when you, much respect go to Sabu, such a great dude as well. I mean, he's not an interviewee type of guy. I had a better chance at getting in the ring and fighting him
probably than
I did an interview. He's one of those cats where it's just kind of like, I'd rather show you better than I can tell you. And like, just chopping it up with him, he answered questions. He didn't want to get on mic or anything, mainly because hope I'm not giving too much away. He's been sick, and he don't want to drudge that up. And it's not the good look. Honestly, it wouldn't have been the good look on our part. Trying to like, get out there and talk on this mic. You know, it's not the good look. You don't want to do it. I get it. But we chopped it up.
He's been not feeling well lately. So.
Yeah. So, hey, do your thing. But one of the main things I wanted to talk to him about was, I'm sure I'm not the first person to bring this up, was him and Terry Funk, the barbed wire match. To watch that match, you saw a man gave everything he had, literally and figuratively, mm-hmm. in the ring. And it was not. If you can find footage of him and Terry Funk, it is a real deal. He still got the scars to prove it. It was, it's crazy. And we sat down and talked.
He had like two big scars across his
two?
Chest.
Two?
I just seen two.
Oh, there's more. I don't know what you looked at. It was all around. He's such a good dude. All right, that was such a brutal match, and that match was over 20, maybe even 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's still like, it's in his head like it happened yesterday. Because when he sat down and talked with us, he just watched it step by step. He talked about the day after. A lot of people don't talk about the day after. Mm-hmm. He talked about, like, dog, it was, he didn't want to get out of bed. It was all types of fucked up. But he's alive today. He's still showing it for the crowd. He's still kicking out moonsaults. He's just great, man. It's just... fuck, who else? Like, we talked to a lot of people, but these guys take the cake. Farouk, a.k.a. Ron Simmons, and D'Lo Brown. Yes, 140% of the Nation of Domination.
It was seven, five or six.
It was five. It was Farouk, D'Lo,
The Rock.
The Rock, Mark Henry, and Godfather. Okay. So, five. So, 40% of the Nation chatted up with them. Ron Simmons, also, we will get the clearance. We have not got the clearance.
Just let it go. Don't even take it.
Hold on, no. Because this is something I want to say. Let's just say stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Let's just say stay tuned. Can we say that?
No. Can't even say stay tuned. Because if it don't happen, then they're going to be staying tuned for what?
For our charming voices.
Well, put it like this. Just...
You will know.
Yes, we'll make...
You will know.
If it comes to fruition...
When we get the okay...
We will...
Let's say when.
We're not going to say what it is, but we will let you know.
But anyone who follows me on social media saw something. That shows what type of time we had. First of all, speaking with those guys, we talk about wealth and knowledge in the business. Ron Simmons is just as intense as you see him on TV. The damn, that is a real thing. That voice, that's for real. D'Lo Brown is cool, calm, collected. He's a cool dude. He's a cool customer. He just. One maven, he knows the business, super dedicated, ridiculously loyal to the business. Mm-hmm. Like, and I say this with love and respect, he's so ingrained in it, it borders sarcasm.
Talking to him, literally sitting out talking to your old... I don't even want to say old as a bad thing, but just sitting out talking
older
to
cousin.
Like your older uncle that like been in the game.
Who we talking about? D'Lo?
I'm talking about or Ron Simmons.
Ron Simmons. Oh, Ron Simmons is like
he's talking to your granddad.
Yeah. He's like an old uncle that's like, look, let me holler at you. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, D'Lo is like that older cousin that had been through something. Mm-hmm. He trying to put you up on game. And it was all love and it was all cool and as of 3-something yesterday afternoon, mm-hmm. I can say this.
Oh, Lord.
The newest member of the Nation of Domination. It took 20-some-odd years.
You stupid.
My man, Sam. The newest member of the Nation, man.
Okay.
I have no idea what I am doing in the Nation of Domination.
Apparently nothing, because most of them are retired.
I don't think I'm fighting.
It'd just be you and Mark Henry.
He on his way out of the door. Did you see that?
He about ready to retire?
Yeah. Did you watch that dinner? Was it Dinner for Three?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't think
he kind of talked about it, too. He kind of on his way out the door.
He like a part-timer now.
And, I think he's the youngest one. It was him or The Rock are the youngest ones in the Nation. And we all know what happened to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we all know. And Mark Henry,
that fine specimen of a man.
He on his way out. D'Lo, he, man. Yeah, D'Lo would have been next, I think, in age.
Mm-hmm.
So, either way, Young Gunner, not so Young Gunner, I realize my age.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Yeah, medium Gunner. But hey, I'm in the nation. We are the nation.
Sure,
the domination. You know, throw the fist up. We out there. You know, hey, newest member right here.
Sure you are.
So,
sure.
That was our coverage of this year's Michigan Comic Book and Wrestling. You have to say that. And Wrestling Expo. I want to give a major thank you to everyone who was on mic. Even to those who wasn't. You guys enriched the experience. I want to give a quick shout out to my man Will Loves Pizza. What's up, man? He knows who he is.
I thought it was Willie Loves Pizza.
And No, I just Will.
Okay.
And Tony, thank you for having us. I can't stress that enough.
Thank you, Tony.
It's awesome. I can't wait to come back. But I want to give a shout out to those guys. You heard them here. Man, please check them out. Please visit their stuff. Please get out there and support the local scene, whether that be comic books or indie wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We're going to wrap that up, man. You can catch us. You know, everything related to the podcast can be found at samshownation.com or Facebook. We're Facebook/JustTalkingWithSam. Instagram, JustTalkingWithSam. And I can be reached personally on Twitter at SamShow11. Till then, we'll see you guys next week. Peace out, guys.
Bye.